This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How was your holiday last week?
Pretty chill, actually. Really nice leading up to it. Went partying July 3rd, so we danced our freaking legs off that night, and it was, man, I guess it's like the cool thing to like go out and sweat while you're dancing, but it was literally like raining inside of where we were.
So, yeah.
By the time we walked out, it was quite the sweatshow.
I'm curious of the type of dancer that you are. Like, what's your go-to move?
Oh, like,
because I'm seeing Kevin James in Hitch.
No,
I could be wrong, and I'm hoping it doesn't look like that, but in my head,
bad.
That's what it looks like.
Like, you remember Ruben Boomche's signature move for the Blazers? This was like...
Ruben Boomche had a signature move?
Yes. This is how deep of a Blazers fan I am. Like, the third Blazers center, he was the first NBA player from Cameroon, I'm pretty sure. God, they drafted him, like, back in, like, 04, 5, or 6, like, around the Sebastian Telfair years.
Yeah, I definitely remember Ruben.
Ruben Boomche, number 44. Go look him up. Didn't play much, but he played, but there was one interview that he did, and it was like the team that made fun of him for his signature dance move, which was basically like a really fast shimmy. And I that's kind of my go-to. Like, I don't go like music teacher, you know, hands on my knees, switching those like from one spot to the other.
As you should not, because nobody should ever do that.
Well, it's, could you look more white and like, you know what? That's great music, sir. Like, maybe Atlantic old voice.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah.
You could do, I can imagine you do out there doing the Charleston.
I don't even know that, thank God. Like, I'd rather do the sprinkler than the... Oh, yeah, no. I don't have the moves to do the Charleston, but I do have the moves to pull off the Ruben Boomche shimmy. So that's... Go look that up. You probably can't find the interview anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure Ann Schatz did it, like, back in the day, but...
I'd be surprised if you find anything Ruben Boomche on, like, a YouTube or something like
just
that.
Just him getting blocked,
yeah,
basically.
For sure.
That's the only...
I think that would be... Who is this? Yeah, I don't know.
Ruben,
he wasn't a... I mean, it was a very Blazers pick, you know. It was somebody that was around for a minute and then gone. We have a lot of those even now, so we'll talk about that later in the hour. But, man, today's a cool day for me, man. I have a special guest coming in, which is, I thought about it on the way in. So the very first time that I was able to host a show on my own, I remember telling our, at that time, program director, the great Jeff Austin, that,
man. Jeff Sacramento.
Hey, man. You know, I'd like to have people from the community in, you know, and just, you know, coaches and, you know, other people that, you know, work in sports or work around sports. I think it'd be a great opportunity to, you know, have them on. It's like, great. And so the first guy I had in here will be our host today, who is a community advocate, who is one of the great promoters here in Portland, who is a phenomenal, phenomenal community member and community leader. He also is the... leader. I'm not sure exactly what the title is, but I know he is the leader of the Portland Pro-Am that is happening right now at Park Rose High School. And so he'll talk about that a little bit. But my guy, Sam Thompson, Samuel Thompson, is going to be in studio. He actually should be here Within the next little bit,
he's
actually
out.
Asking which building we're in. So as we get closer to the break, I'm sure he's outside. I'm sure he's not in his car. But
I've had Uber deliveries. Like it's funny that he asks which building we're in, Rashad, because I've had Uber deliveries. This is an old building that we're in, and there's like two entrances, one of which isn't usable. It's been blocked off by bars. So you can see it from the inside, but you can't get out or in. I've had my food dropped off basically on the wrong side of the building.
By the garbage can?
No, not by the garbage can, through these little gates. So, like, you have to reach in. I guess people thought, like, oh, well, if I leave it here, nobody will be able to take it. It's like, I mean, I appreciate it, but people just walking by. Like, it's a challenge to get into our building.
Yeah. So
I feel for it.
It can be different. I told him that I'll have my our producer Jordan come out there and come grab him real quick. But yeah, so he's gonna be here, man. We're gonna talk a lot of hoop, man. Especially this first hour. You know, I want to get some Blazer stuff in there because there are some things happening, I suppose. You know, as a Blazer fan, the summer league did happen. The rookie is playing. And we'll talk about what that looks like. We'll also talk about what some PDX legends look like here in Portland. Like, who are the great basketball stars, you know, that went on to do some great things, either in college or overseas, that we'll talk about here in a little bit. Oregon high school basketball is one of those things that is kind of becoming less and less sought after here. You know, it's easier to get in these games than it ever has been. And I want to ask why, because we have some amazing, amazingly talented kids and coaches out there in the state of Oregon. So we're going to get to all that here in a little bit, man. I'm not sure if you saw about Keyshawn Judkins.
Oh, I did see that.
What's happening in Cleveland? Like, what's happening in Cleveland?
It's Cleveland, so I don't really... Are we surprised? Like, I don't really think we expect anything less out of a team that, once again, gave Deshaun Watson guaranteed money after being accused of some horrible, awful, terrible, no good things. Like, are we shocked that more people... And it's like, these are grown men, and frankly, they're... kind of given a pass when they do bad stuff sometimes.
Unfortunately,
so are we surprised that they continue to do bad stuff?
Well, that's...
And play for an organization like the Browns.
If we're being honest, that's athletes in general. You know, these guys get away with, in most cases,
they have been,
can get away with a lot of stuff.
They have been being told yes since the age of 15, 16 by pretty much everybody.
It's much, and now it's much earlier than that. So yeah. You've got, you know... fifth graders and sixth graders that literally kind of are the breadwinners for their family and stuff like that, just based on what they can earn and what they can do and stuff out there. So,
yeah,
there's a lot happening with athletes, but that's to be expected. And it's always going to be the case, you know, with athletes out there, man.
Well, fifth graders, sixth graders, that's a new world we're living in. There's the breadwinners out there, but then there are the ones that are also sporting, you know, the stuff on the playground that shouldn't be. Like, if I'm watching a 17-year-old drive, you know, like a $100,000 car to school that he bought with NIL money that actually isn't really a legal deal anyways in the first place, Rashad, like, and that's the kind of the new world we're living in. We're almost,
I don't know if it's new, but now we can can talk about it a little little more openly than we used to be able to. Remember when Bron pulled up in that that Hummer?
Yes.
You know, and everybody was like, man, what the hell? Like, how did you get that Hummer?
And we all know. Yeah, nobody talked about it. How? Silence. Crickets.
No, I mean, how? Because everybody knew he was about to make $100 million. And he went on to make much more than that in his career. And so if you know I'm going to make that much, yeah, you can have this little $50,000 Hummer. Not a problem.
Well, that he's...
And it was in, what, 2002, 2003?
Yeah.
So you're talking that Hummer was, right around 65, 70,000?
See, he might be the exception to the rule. He's not quite what I'm thinking of. It's like the kids that we're not going to hear about ending up being stars, you know? Because what is it? Like the 10% of the 1% in college football are the top 1% are going to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
So there's really, it sucks. Like there's a road up that guys fall off of because they get injured or they run into more talented kids or, you know, it's the story that we've heard 1,000 times. You go from being the big fish in a small pond to, well, now you're up against 1,000 more fishes that were the big ones in a small pond. So not everybody makes it through. And those $20,000 a month investments don't always pay off. Like, obviously, LeBron, that was probably one of the most sure things. Got ESPN cover, like, national TV coverage of his games. Like
the Slam magazine cover was hard. That was cold too. Him and Sebastian Telfair. Like that was cold.
Sebastian. Oh,
that was cold.
Sebastian. And can I say the high school jersey for LeBron, just to kind of detract a little bit from that, since he brought him up, that is one of the most like just slick looking.
Oh, that St. Vincent St. Mary's jersey.
Time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the gold and the green. Are you kidding
hard.
Me?
Yeah, that was hard. Remember Bron with the things on his arm because he couldn't show his tattoos and stuff like that? Like
yeah,
young
high
LeBron.
School wouldn't let him. Yeah, you know, they wouldn't let him show his tats.
My guy Samuel Thompson
so
is at the door now. I don't know if
right, I'll go get
Jordan's
him.
Gonna go grab
yeah,
him
no
for
worries.
Me, but you know, it kind of had me thinking right now, you know, and I was actually thinking about this, and this is something I wanted to talk about. We've just found out that Draymond Green has said this will be his last NBA season. Kyle Lowry has also said this will be his last NBA season. Bron still got a little bit of gas in the tank, so I think we might get another year or so of this LeBron. I think it's important that we really, really understand what we've seen over the last 20-some-odd years, man. The things LeBron has been able to do, the way he's been able to do it, you can say what you want to, you know, he's played with X amount of people. He's done this, he's, you know, done that. But at the end of the day, like he's been one of the most consistent players we've ever seen in any sport ever. Like nobody was this good as they enter year 20, whatever. Like usually this is when the fall off kind of happens and he's still putting up over 20 something. I want us to take time to really appreciate what we've seen. Like Draymond scoring, not the guy. We all know that. Like as a scoring threat, but as a basketball player, Draymond Green is great. He is. I know we hate to say it. This is probably the first time I've openly acknowledged the fact that this fool can really play. His basketball IQ, his ability to pass, his ability to play defense. Like, you know, he's one of those people that proves you don't always have to be able to score to be able to have a great NBA career. Draymond's a four-time champion, a four-time All-Star, a two-time Olympian. Like, what else can you say about him? And he was able to, he was really the heart and soul of that Warrior squad. Obviously, Steph was the engine that made it go. But at the end of the day, it was all about what Draymond Green was able to do. And speaking of Draymond Green, what's good, my guy?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I have my man in here. He just stepped into the studio as I'm talking about the greatness of one Draymond Green. I'm going to talk one about the greatness of one Sam Thompson, seventh best jumper in Portland. Self-alleged, though. I think that's something that he kind of a tag he gave himself. But we go with it just to make sure that that we kind of appease him. But, man, he is one of the great community leaders. He is one of the great, really, youth whisperers here in the Northwest, man. Nobody has better relationships with young people and able to foster that better than this gentleman here to my left. I'm glad he's in studio now because we're about to go to break. And when we come back, I got Sam Thompson. We're talking Pro-Am. We're talking Portland Hoops. We're talking all that for this one little hour I got him before he has to head over to the Pro-Am at Park Row. So this is Rashad Taylor. This is Sports Sunday. This is 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I have my guy, Samuel Thompson. He is the, okay, so president, like, what are, okay, so I know you're in charge of the program. What's the actual title for you?
I'm the organizer, basically the commissioner.
Basically the commissioner. Okay, yeah. So take us back a little bit. So I bought up the program. Let me give people some context.
Okay.
Remember last year when Peyton Pritchard dropped 92 points?
That was three years ago.
Remember, yeah, a couple years ago when he dropped 92 points? Well, this is where that happened. NBA players, college players, great high school basketball players from around the town, and this happens all over the country. We hear it all the time in Seattle. I think in LA it's called the Drew League, and you know, it's there. So but there's some places that you've seen this before, but you see these athletes come over and play with these other athletes that were just all world, and they all get a chance to play in a league together for about a month, you know, around there.
6 weeks.
And if you haven't been there, man, it is one of the great community events that we really have here in Portland. It's a great opportunity to see some great NBA talent recently, at least right now. Yeah. Peyton Pritchard is playing. You have Oregon Ducks Jackson Chelstad, who is also playing.
He came last summer, had like 70, and didn't come back.
How do you convince these dudes to come back and play in these events? Or do they call you and say, hey, are you doing this?
So, this is my first year being a commissioner. So we rebranded it as the Rose City Pro-Am. Before that, it was the Portland Pro-Am, and that was ran by Kanan Chapman.
Shout out to Kanan Chapman.
Man, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Kanan and Hassan Arthury. And so they had brought it back for the last, you know, Kanan was doing it for a while then. You know, it went to some other people. But him and Hassan took control over it probably about 6 years ago, maybe. Took it to Park Rose because Donnell Morgan was over at Park
Rose. Shout out to Donnell Morgan.
Come on, my guy. And so they had it. And, you know, I grew up and played in the Pro-Am. Like, so Pro-Am was what, you know, it used to be at the Sal. With Timmy Pittman did it at the Sal. And then it moved to Jeff. Then it moved to SEI Center. Then it went to Jeff. And so it was always a place that Portland basketball, you had to come prove yourself. Like, as a kid, you got to prove yourself at SEI camp.
Right.
As an adult, you know, Pro-Am. So I seen in 1995, TB and Damon go at it, right? It used to, you know, when it was at the Sal, they kept the stats in the Oregonian. So it was always a proving ground for Portland basketball. So with that being said, Kanan has a lot of other things going on, and we were planning this eventually, and I thought it was going to be next summer, but it came up a lot sooner than I thought it would. But Kanan had hit me, said, you know, it was time for somebody else to take it over. I met with Andrew Andrews, Mike James, and Peyton Pritchard.
Heavy hitters here in Oregon, if you don't know the names.
Some of the greats. And so once they got behind it, I knew having them behind it and playing, it wouldn't be a hard sell to get everybody else, you know, to play. And so the thing that I wanted to make sure is that all of our college guys that are playing get opportunity to play in all of our pros. And so with that, created what we had, put the schedule together, met with them a couple times, and then it's just going about reaching out. And luckily, you know, I feel that, you know, over the last 20-some years, I've been able to build relationships with youth and youth basketball players and just, you know, folks in the community. And so my call, you know, all of them answer it. And so I'm very, you know, happy about that. So here we are.
Man, so you – I'm curious of how these teams are kind of put together, because I saw some of these teams, it's like a murderer's row of who's on these squads. Is there a draft, or do like the captains get a chance to pick their squads, or how exactly? Because if you're asking me, I'm picking the most unfair team I can possibly get if I can do that.
And that's kind of what you want to do, but you also want to make sure that it's competitive. So Andrew, Peyton, and Mike, you know, they're behind it fiscally, you know, sponsoring it. We got Adidas with it. And so with them, I put together their teams, really. And then we have five other teams. And so with that, you know, gave people opportunity. So last year was a team called Keep Going. They won last year. So since they won last year, they automatically got in this year. And so I was looking for four more businesses or organizations to put teams into it. And so we got Straight Buckets Performance, which is a place where a training facility here is Butte is dope. We had our team this year, did a lot of stuff with him. His name is Joe Brooks. So he got a team. Bridge City Souls, the shoe company, they put the team together.
Shout out to Bridge City Souls.
Yeah, for sure. V3 Athletics, it's a group out of Salem. And they some bad boys, man. They've been up here giving people that work. And then there is In Memory of Eddie Barnett Jr.
Yes, sir. Team. Go Generals.
Yep. So Mike Simmons and Marquise Hall and them are in charge of that. So they would put in, but only thing I have parameters is every team has to have at least four college players, two pros, and a high school kid. So then after that, you can formulate, you know, the rosters however you want. So people are trying to stack the deck, and that's what you want to do. You want to make sure, because I think you probably was on the page and saw the rosters, man.
I did.
And so we did. Also, with that, we did a tryout we put together, and so I have a free agent list of probably about 15, 16 guys that, because throughout the summer, people got stuff. Like, a lot of our people that are playing are in Vegas this weekend.
Right.
Some are playing in the summer league, so like Ben Gregg, Kyler Kelly.
Shout out to Ben Gregg.
Yeah, some of them are playing in the summer league. And then it's a good time to go kick it. So
half of
my next level squad is in Vegas this weekend.
No, I understand. There's a lot of people, a lot of Blazer fans. A lot of. Did you hear about the ticket to the Lakers and Mavs game?
Yeah.
My God. Jordan, did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. I was in with Danny this week. We talked a little bit about it. It was up to $2,000 or $3,000.
What's too much for a summer league ticket?
$100.
I was saying anything more than $100 for the summer league is crazy to me.
$100 is way too much.
But considering you have Bronny and considering you have Cooper Flagg, who we both seen play in high school.
But one of them is really, really good.
One, and I know Bronny's great, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Bronny, double Bronny, it to so two, listen, double so it I, to 200. Okay.
So what, so what I would say is Bronny's fan base is amazing. I think Bronny's a really, really good basketball player. But Cooper Flagg is what? He's amazing.
He's different.
He's amazing. I just, you know, said it on, you know, Facebook the other day. He's going to be amazing. Just think about, that dude was supposed to be in high school last year.
Yeah.
He left
and he was the best player. He was the best senior in college last year.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I've been there. So I was there with the Zion. They go crazy with it. Luckily, you know, Portland is well represented in the National Basketball Association. So, don't have to pay for tickets when I do go to summer league.
There you go.
But
you
go. I wouldn't pay more than $100 to see anybody play at any time, anywhere, ever.
No, I mean,
and even not, and maybe $300 if we talk about a regular season game.
Okay, but season for sure. But
I'm not paying more than that.
But I mean,
crazy.
you got bread.
You can watch on TV.
You got bread. You could pay $200 in Vegas to see Bronny against Cooper Flagg.
I would never watch some dudes that two people gonna make the team and eight people. I'm cool.
No, I understand. You mentioned Peyton Pritchard, and
I love him.
I've
been saying this for years, man.
I remember you saying it, and I can remember at the time being like, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
And looking back, I'm like, Sam said it years ago that he's the best basketball player Portland's had in a long time. That's what he said. And I can remember hearing that and be like, but at the time he had won two state championships, and then from there he went on to win two more. Yeah. So he's got four state championships.
Four state championships.
He's got an NBA championship.
Yes.
He's got a Sixth Man of the Year award.
Peyton Pritchard. Let's not forget he was the National Player of the Year.
National Player of the Year.
And they would have won a national championship that year if we didn't have COVID.
Peyton Pritchard may very well have the best overall, like, stat of any basketball player out of in Portland that's not named AC Green.
That's not named Kevin Love.
Well, that's named Kevin Love. I mean, because Kevin Love has all the stats, you know, as
far
as high school.
Great in high school, college. And
you know, AC Green's got all the championships, you know, with the Lakers and everything.
Terrell Brand is the best basketball player to come out of Portland, man.
And so that's something so I want to hold that. We are going to talk about that here in the next segment because there are some all-time great players that have come through here. And I know we've seen a whole lot of them. And we talked about some of those stomping grounds that came around here in Portland. And we'll make sure we get to that. But as we get back to your program, I have a question. So you talked about these stars that are there.
Yeah.
Of all the guys that are there right now, who's the one that's probably the most underrated that nobody's going to see coming, but they're going to end up killing in this tournament? Are there a couple guys like that?
Thomas Miles.
Thomas Miles has always been a bucket.
Is amazing.
Walking bucket.
Yeah, he had 46 yesterday. Aaron Delaney, I think that him going to Vermont at that time and us not seeing him as much as we did, I think people forgot how good he really is.
Isn't he like Vermont's like all-time second leading three-point shooter or something like that now?
Yeah, he's second leading threes. He was sixth man of the year in their league three times. He went to four NCAA tournaments, won four league championships. He's a legend in Vermont, and he didn't get to rock how he, you know, how we know what he did. So he's amazing. Robert Ford is fantastic. It's a guy named Tyke Thompson that's out of Salem. Went to West Salem. He played up at St. Martin's, I think. He's really good. But there's a kid named Javari Martino. Martino, he went to Barlow. He graduated from Barlow in 2023, I believe, and went to PCC for a year. This past year, he was at Fort Hays State, which is a perennial Division II out in Kansas. Man, he's so cold, bro. He's cold.
You know what's crazy?
He's cold.
So we talked about Mike James.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember in high school when my good friend's younger brother, so my good friend, was on that 2008 Grant team that won state, right? Then played with Mike James. And I can remember him being maybe the third or fourth best player on that team.
He was the third best player on that team.
Yeah, I was
the coordinator at SCI.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. So he was like the third best player on that team behind some guys that it was
Paul McCoy, Paul,
who
Mike
was
Moser.
Amazing. And Mike Moser played at UNLV and played at UCLA,
Oregon,
you know, so he was a little bit of everywhere. Mike James came back from college after 1 year.
It was unreal.
And the leap between he and the other guys was like, it wasn't even close anymore. It was like he went from being that guy. And that's what can happen. And I think that's what the Blazers are hoping happens with their rookie. Like, you know, he's young now and maybe he needs a little bit of time to develop, but come back in a year or so, then maybe, you know, Hanson is exactly the player
like
that the Blazers. Do you?
Oh, I like him, man.
Tell us why, man, because we have a lot of Blazer fans, me included, I'm going to be honest.
Myself included.
I think
Jordan
as well, that are very, very squeamish about what this looks like for us. So tell us why we should be kind of more glass half full on this.
Because I think that where the direction of basketball is going with spacing and all that stuff, his vision is IQ, the way that he can pass the basketball, the way that he can shoot the basketball, his touch around the rim. It's not a era of where you're going to get dominant big men that are on the block, you know, being defensive stalwarts. If you do that, you get a Rudy Gobert.
Stand Rudy Gobert.
Yeah,
as good as he is defensively, can't stand Rudy Gobert.
Don't nobody want Rudy. Then the other guys are the Clint Capellas and those dudes of the world that's going to catch some alley-oops. I like Donovan. I like Donovan Clingan. But I think that Hanson has some stuff, man. Just his vision, the way they pass the ball. I think that will help. I think the way that he plays will help the Blazers play fast. And I think that the Blazers have to play fast. I think with Scoot, Shaden, we have to play fast. And so I like him. I don't think that, you know, I'm not saying that he's going to be, you know, a perennial all-star, but he'll be, you know, if we'll be on 15th pick.
Yeah, 16th. 16th. Well, 16th, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be good for a 16th pick. I think he has a lot of that stuff, you know, the Alperen Sengun's, you know, those guys, man. That's where basketball is going right now. So I think that he fits that a lot more than Clegan does.
Sam, can I ask you about the comparisons to Nikola Jokic? The whole I think that's where I start to lose it a little bit. Is like I see Rashad and I were literally talking about before he got here. I see the basketball IQ. Okay, he moves well. It's obvious that he knows the game, and you know it's kind of like watching a smart player, you know, beyond his years on the court already. I get that, but like the physicality is still not there. Haven't seen him do it against NBA competition, and the comparisons already to Nikola Jokic before he's even here. That's, I think, where I'm starting to lose.
I think that we kind of forget what people thought about Nikola Jokic when he came into the league.
And they remember, you know what I'm saying? Nurkic was the starter.
They were arguing about who was going to stay between him and Nurkic. And if you would have watched Nikola Jokic in his first summer league games, wouldn't nobody think that he's one of the top three centers ever to play basketball?
Could you imagine if they traded him instead of and we Nurkic? Got him.
Like, so I just think, I think because of playing basketball, what has happened to basketball, I believe, in America really is – the skill is gone. Like, people don't know how to play 100%. Basketball anymore. So we're always going to be more physically gifted, more talented per se. But if you can, I think, and that's what Hanson does. Hanson looks like, oh, I'm smarter than these dudes. I know how to play basketball.
I don't have to move as fast.
Yeah. And Jokic has shown that that can be successful. Do I think he's going to be Jokic? Not at all. I don't. But I think that he can do some of the stuff that Sengun does. I think he can do what Vlade Divac did back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's
I think he'll be pretty good.
I'm good with that.
I'm not saying he's going to be Jokic, but wasn't nobody in Denver happy when they drafted Nikola Jokic either?
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, man, please let this work out for the Blazers, man. But coming up next, and I'm glad you mentioned high school basketball and players and everything like that, because that's also something we're going to talk about here in this hour. And we're going to do that next. But first, Jordan Hess Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sam Thompson. Here, people don't know this, man. You don't know this either, Jordan. I met this gentleman when I was 15?
Freshman.
Yeah, somewhere around 14. There. Yeah. So I went to Jeff my freshman year, and then I transferred to
That was a sophomore year, so 15.
Yeah, so yeah. The Grant High School.
The illustrious Ulysses S. Grant High School.
It's voted with best high school in Oregon, well, or at least one of them.
No question.
Know what I'm saying? Top two.
No question.
At the very least. But there was one guy that was just at the school, and he was loud. It's kind of he was obnoxious, but he was everybody's friend. And I'll be honest, he was one of the people, and I don't think I've ever told you this before. You're one of the people that showed me how to blend in a situation that I wasn't all the way comfortable in.
Oh wow!
So when I got to Grant my sophomore year, it was very much a culture shock. I come from the schools I went to before I got to Grant were Jefferson, which was all black for the most part, Ockley Green, which was pretty much all black and Latino, and a really small school called Applegate. Right?
Yes, right,
and
there.
So it's on in Farragut Park,
Crip
Park.
Yes, sir.
So I didn't really have a lot of dealings with anybody who didn't really look like me or come from the neighborhood, you know, that I kind of lived in, and so it was a little bit of a culture shock with kids with dope ass cars and these huge ass houses
up on the hill
and all these little things in that Grant neighborhood. You don't think about how rich that neighborhood is until you truly, truly get there, and then
crossover Prescott to get real.
And it gets real, real dicey all of a sudden. It's like, man, this ain't even the same city more. As I'm looking around, and man, you were personable. The teachers liked you. Other kids liked you. You got on people's nerves, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a way that wasn't like a obnoxious, you know what I'm saying, type of thing. And that really kind of helped show me, like, all right, man, I can move like that and be cool with everybody. White kids, black kids, Asian kids, you know, the goth kids. Like, everybody can be cool, and I don't have to really change who I am. And to this day, you're still kind of the same dude, which is hard to do.
Yeah. First of all, thank you, bro.
Of course, man.
I never knew that.
Nah, for sure.
But yeah, I was a kid, bro. I moved all the time, bro. So I lived, you know, all over Portland. When I went to Grant, my first year at Grant was your first year at Grant.
My
second year, excuse me. So I moved to Memphis, man, my first 2 years of high school. I lived in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's probably not as friendly as Oregon.
You talking about black. It's nothing more black than that. And so I came into that, you know, with a culture shock from coming. But I went to, you know, Vernon, Whitaker, all of that. But I always was the new kid. I was always the new kid. And so, you know, being new, you got to kind of figure out what your niche is. And, you know, my mom would always say, just be you. And so I've been, you know, the same like my whole life.
I didn't know how to do that when I was 15. And, you know, what I mean? Like being me is like, who's that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I was still.
I knew I was funny and, you know, my voice is loud, so I was going to be funny.
You took it. And, you know, I'll say this, man. Slim Sam had bounce.
Hey, man,
you know, he was one of those guys. He had some bounce, man. I can kind of remember that.
Listen to this, bro. I wish my kids from my basketball team was hearing this today. They think that I could. They said I never could dunk. All of this stuff.
Well, guess what?
Hey, man.
They can download on Spotify. They can watch the. They can watch the clip on YouTube. Absolutely, because.
Hey, man, I got it. Yes, I definitely got to send that to them because we just was arguing about this yesterday, and Josh Whitney was there. And
shout out to Josh Whitney, man. He's one of the best football players I played with for sure.
And they don't. So Josh, we're older. We fat. You know, so they don't believe it at all.
I do have a video of me dunking a couple years ago when I still was a little fatter. I was coaching my son's team. I got it. I'll post it if you
want
me to.
I need to see that. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely
because
on there.
Because they don't think so. I said, no, I was 160 pounds, 70
skinny.
Pounds when I graduated high school. So.
It's funny. We look like Skeletor in them old pictures of ours, man.
Hey,
them cheekbones and everything.
I would never want to look like that again.
Yeah, man. It was a long time ago. But on that note, man, there was some amazing players here in the state of Oregon. We're going to talk about Portland, but I think we don't give a lot of the love to the guys outside of Portland. For you, if you can name four to five guys outside of the city of Portland that were just unreal in basketball, man,
so,
who would those dudes be?
So when we say outside the city of Portland, are we talking
so
Portland Metro, or are we talking out
Portland Metro? So like we'll talk about like if you're from Salem and if you're from all that's kind of more what I'm talking about. If you're from if you went to Jesuit, if you went to Beaverton, that's a suburb of Portland.
I think Kevin Love and Peyton are Portland.
Yes.
You know, Westland and
Westland and Lake Oswego or Portland.
100%. If we're going to take Freddie at Gresham, we have to take.
No, it's they're all suburbs of Portland.
Okay. So I would say Blake Stepp.
Okay.
Blake Stepp, he was at South Eugene, was amazing. Blake ended up going, playing 4 years at Gonzaga. He was actually the Gatorade Player of the Year in 2000 over B. So Blake Stepp, Kyle Singler.
South Medford.
He was a problem.
I remember going to that state championship game when U of O still did it at the Pit.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that?
Yep.
And him and Kevin, and that was an amazing. I remember this dude named Michael Hartoon.
Michael Hartoon
came out of nowhere in that game with a broken hand and was killing in that game.
He ended up going to Portland State. He's a pro. He's a pro for a long time.
Hey, shout out, since I'm a fellow Saxon and you brought up Portland State, I still remember watching Jeremiah Dominguez.
That's what I was just about to say.
Jeremiah Dominguez. Shout out to the homie Jeremiah, man, for sure.
JD is my little brother.
That is awesome.
Jeremiah, we need you on the show, man. Come through for me.
If I was live right now, he'll be on live.
He did not know who I was in high school, but we went to the same high school. It was just really cool to be a part of a state championship.
One of the cooler dudes that I've met, too.
So I'll go him last. Three, Marty Lunin.
Ooh, that's a throwback.
He was in Redmond. Marty Lunin is crazy. I'm going to do five. Marty Lunin. Well, I'm going to do six because it's some players.
Ooh.
Brian Jackson. He's from Napa, which is in Seaside.
Okay.
He's my year. Ended up going to Oregon State, 6'10". Could do everything. Ooh. He was unbelievable. Luke Jackson.
Luke
Jackson was at Creswell, the class of 2000.
Luke Jackson was nice. We forget about how cold Luke Jackson was, man.
Luke Jackson, lottery pick, man.
Yeah, we forget about that. Him on that Oregon team, he was amazing.
If it didn't work out in the league, we kind of forget how great he was.
That sucks for a lot of people. Yeah. Like, you know, we forget. Everybody in the NBA is that dude at their college. They go back to their college campus, they are praised like none other. They go back to their high school, their picture is everywhere on that wall over there.
Oregon will never see anything like Luke Jackson again. He has a son, though, that we're trying to get to come rock with us next year. That'll be a freshman. And then last but not least, Jeremiah Dominguez, to be 5'6", to win a state championship over Marty Lunin, in 2000, what was that, 2004?
2004, yeah.
2004.
They were hung over as F, though. I remember that game. Oh, they looked so bad during that championship game.
To be 5'6", to win a state championship at the 4A back
4A
then.
Was the one. 4A, yeah. 4A was it. 4A,
that was the top. 4A was
it. At the top of it all, because you went there. Can't nobody else name anybody that was on that basketball team that went on to be, you know, a good or great college basketball player.
No.
He, as JD, is one of the best people I've ever seen 100%. Play basketball. I took JD to Seattle. So when we first started taking my teams up to Portland, which eventually led us to having the only Portland team ever in the crossover, that's because of JD. I took JD up there. He had 40 on Nate Robinson.
Mm.
Like, JD was amazing. And JD is the only reason why Portland State ever went to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Only bids they've ever had, JD. Man, Jeremiah Dominguez was amazing.
Jeremiah Dominguez.
Look at him right now. He's a little itty-bitty dude.
Still look like he's in pretty good shape.
Man, he still can play.
Yeah, still looks like he's in great shape.
Yeah,
man.
But JD was cold. That'd be my six.
Let me ask you really quickly about another small white kid from Salem. That would be one, the professor. Not obviously NBA success, but Chris Boucher just going on to have a level of professional success that I think a lot of basketball players definitely would envy, but there's not. Some people wouldn't take really, you know, his career seriously. So I'm interested to see where you fall on that.
I think I was there. I was actually there.
I lived in Vegas when he came and did his thing at Jeff that
street
day.
Ball was huge.
I was there. And so
did you go?
I think
no, unfortunately not.
Yeah. I think that, you know, what he was able to do and the niche that he was able to get, you know, with that and one street ball flavor of basketball was amazing. He changed his life. He put himself in a fantastic financial space and popularity. He's one of the most popular. He's one of the most popular basketball players ever to come out of Oregon. But because of that and it being the and-one and it being all of that trick stuff, he'll never get that.
He'll never get that respect.
In the respect of Hooper Hoopers, because when he played real basketball,
he was okay. at best.
It wasn't even
he was
okay.
Okay, like
wasn't
at best,
okay.
Like yeah, he could dribble.
He was weak.
He was one of those kids that could dribble a lot.
Yeah.
And and I'm just gonna be honest, the novelty of him being white in a very, very black dominated niche, which was street ball and one street ball.
He started getting fades and all kinds of stuff.
Once he got the fade and once he put them big diamonds in his ears, it was like, oh, okay, Professor's lost it. Like we lost him. He's on some other stuff. But what he did is
amazing.
He made and one global.
Yep.
Because now everybody saw this lily white guy on there and was like, oh, we gotta watch this. And when he did do the dribble and stuff, like it was cold. It was cold. So
no, I appreciate
shout
you
out
guys.
To yeah, we got no, it. It's important
cold.
To do that.
I just listen. Needed a little I've never really known how to evaluate him for sure. So I
he's gotten
that.
Better as a basketball player as he's gotten older.
Yes, and he's
you
good.
Know, now he's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
But he won't be considered in that Oregon stuff because he didn't do that here.
But if you're talking about most famous probably.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
He's
definitely good. So we're going to break, man, but I want to hear your top five. And then we're also going to talk about Mike James Elite and also how people can come see you today at the Rose City Pro-Am. That's coming up next right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Cool.
We're talking about the top Oregon basketball players. Now, we talked about the guys outside of Portland, and we're not going to mention the Danny – or I guess Danny Ainge is still Portland, you know, and everything. We're talking
Danny
about Beaver Team
so
and stuff like that.
Danny Ainge is Danny Ainge, that's my bad for not.
No, I mean,
Danny Ainge
no, it's all because we didn't. Because I guess Beaverton is still Portland.
Danny Ainge played basketball in 1977, bro.
And it's also
I was born in 1981.
Yeah, I missed all those guys. So no offense to the Richard Washingtons and all those guys out there, but AC Green. But I didn't see you play. One person I did see play at Irvin Park one time when I was young, which I'm not sure the NBA liked or not, was Terrell Brandon.
He's the best.
And Terrell Brandon, you just said it, is arguably the greatest basketball player to ever come out of the state of Portland.
And for me, it's
or the state of Oregon.
Yeah,
excuse
for me.
Me,
it's not an argument, man. I think when Terrell Brandon, because what it is, it's like once you become adults and you see these people in real time, you're like, it's no way he was able to do that at that size. Him and Damon Stoudemire, to be how little, like they're not big men.
No,
you know TB's 5'10", maybe. Damon's
5'7",
5'8", 5'9". But what Terrell did, so I don't think people realize. So Terrell, as a sophomore, you know, played limitedly on that Grant team that won the state championship in '86 with LeVon Van.
Mm-hmm.
Joe McFerrin, those dudes. He comes back his senior year. He breaks his foot the second game of the season, misses all of the season. They end up finishing like fourth, comes back for the playoffs, and leads them to a state championship.
He was nice.
Goes to Oregon, Prop 48, don't get to play the first year. Next 2 years, averages 25 and 28. At Oregon, goes lottery in 1991 at 5'10", goes lottery, backs up Mark Price for 3 years. Soon as Mark Price leaves, from 91, because TB didn't start till 95, soon as he leaves, TB becomes an all-star. Like, it was voted in Sports Illustrated, the best point guard in the NBA in 1997 when Kevin Johnson, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, John Stockton, with all those. So for him to do that at that level, he's the best.
No,
and he's Portland, and he's real life Northeast.
He is. I remember he lived in that house on like 33rd. Yeah, with had the flag right there.
He lives off of Greeley now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, right by Adidas.
Yeah,
you're gonna see him right now at Greeley Bar.
I remember.
So that's my big homie. That's my big brother. I love him. I did his podcast. Like, that's my guy. TB's the GOAT. And it's
one of the best barbershops that ever existed was TB's barbershop. You can go get some gear before a dance or something like that. Yeah, you can do all that stuff and go in there. And
had the best barbers, Kenny Warren,
Dante Paschal, who's actually the barber for the Dallas Mavericks now.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's some talented people that come to Portland. For me, there's a couple names when I think of, like, great high school players, especially guys that I saw. I remember Mike Dunleavy Jr. here.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Mike Dunleavy Jr., who's the Warriors GM now? Who's GM is he now? Yeah.
Warriors.
And I remember how cold he was. I remember after reading about him in Slam one time, I was like, oh. And then the next year he went out there and was just all world, man. The things that dude can do. He, I'll be honest, there's, I have a weird basketball fetish for white dudes, man. Like, seriously, I have a thing for cold white boys. Like, if you're nice in hoop.
So you love, like, being from Oregon.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's one of, yes, I absolutely do.
Richie Fromm.
Man,
come on, man.
There was a dude, and you remember him because I think he's a year older than you. There's a dude that went to Franklin named Jeff Schultz.
Jeff Schultz is unreal.
Shout out the name Schultz. I love that. Let's go. Schultz, let's go.
He looked like he was from Jersey Shore. He killed us.
He was a football, basketball player. He was amazing.
Best, he was the dang near top three running back in the city. But he took no mess. He was cold.
Yeah.
He was cold.
Jeff Schultz. I remember watching him.
I ran into Jeff in Vegas a few years ago. He's down there doing his thing. He looks like he's part of the mob.
Oh, man, I could that place, man. I can remember just I played for Jeff my freshman year, and I can remember being at Franklin, and I'm just watching him warm up. And you know when you look at people and you can tell they can hoop.
His hair was slick back.
You can tell they can hoop by the way they move, right? Yeah. Like the dribble between the legs, behind the back, shooting. I was like, oh yeah, he's cold. And then watched him. Jeff won that game by like four. I'll never forget it. But he, Andre Lawrence. Another one of those guys we got to talk about, man. It's one of my dudes, man. But he was killing that game, but they couldn't do nothing about that dude, man. He was so cold.
He had 38 on us every time.
Yeah, he played three times that year.
He had 38 all three times.
Yeah, so him and Dunleavy were the two white dudes. I was like, man, you know,
But here's one. That's
Robert Day.
Here. Robert Day.
Robert Day.
There you go.
Shout out to Benson High School. Man. Shout out to Robert Day, man.
He has a daughter right now. She just signed to go to St. Mary's to play volleyball. Yep, she's out of Nelson. His son goes to Nelson, too. But Robert Day went to Whitaker. He went to regular elementary school, Whitaker Middle School, Benson High School, and he was a bad man.
He just stopped
playing like 5 years ago.
Yeah, when I went to Western Oregon, Robert Day
was there to Western Oregon because his wife, that he's still married, went to Western Oregon. He turned out going to Kansas State, man. Mm-hmm. He was going to Kansas State. Robert Day was amazing.
Yeah, he was a different dude.
Yeah, I'm about that too. Portland, we've had some cold ones, man.
Yeah, I have a former teammate for you, and. Widely considered, Jordan, you may or may not know this, widely considered the best basketball player that Portland's ever had, and that's one Brandon Brooks.
Come on, man.
The GOAT. I've heard the name, yeah.
Yeah, Brandon Brooks he's a year older than me. He's class of 2000.
Yep.
The things that he could do as a seventh grader, like when he was playing with grown-ass adults at the park and stuff like that.
He played a pro-am in eighth grade.
He was a
and nobody
does that.
That.
I don't think
and
nobody's done that since then.
No, and we didn't get to play. Like, we had to wait to go to college to play. He played in eighth grade against Damon and Terrell and them and held his own.
I remember hearing about that, you know, and I remember hearing about like how cold he was because he didn't come to SEI. You know what I'm saying? At least at that point, you know, he knew that he was head and shoulders above.
I think
everyone else.
Look at this. So, Kanan just posted. The SCI camp footage from the summer of 99 at Whitaker. And be all
love the, Whitaker. Yeah. Love Whitaker Middle School. That was
gym.
My favorite. That was my favorite SCI spot.
Yeah. But B and all of them were in the All-Star game.
These are things that would be great to see. Hopefully Kanan can post those.
Yeah,
it's
on if you go on the Portland Pro-Am page, it's on there. But the All-Star team was him. Chris Stevens, Aaron Miles.
Chris Stevens.
Chris Rogers.
Hold on. There's a name.
There
for
go.
Those of you who don't know, Chris Rogers.
He was a slam, too. Like, this is – I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'll
you're good.
This. From 1998 to 2007, we had at least one person in the top 75 in America.
Yeah.
Every single year. Start 98, it was – Freddie and D. Nate.
Dennis Nathan, for those of you who don't know, man. If there was video of D. Nate out there, man, you could see how cold he was. Yeah. He was one of the first.
99, it was Brian Jackson and Dunleavy. But the best player in the class of 99, and I'll die on the hill about this forever, is
Terrence Green.
It's Terrence Green.
When you're from Portland, you kind of know like so, these things. Terrence Green,
better than everybody.
That Benson team that he played for, that needs to be studied because
they were
consistently great. The only thing missing from them was a state championship.
And they lost in the state championship game in 98
to Beaverton.
Yeah. Jordan Clark went unreal. He never played like that in his life. But Terrence Green was the best, and I'll say that anytime, all the time, every time. That's 2000 is Brandon and Blake Stepp. 2001, Aaron's a top 15 player.
Aaron's National Player of the Year.
There you go. 2002 is Chris Rogers and Brandon Lincoln.
Shout out to B. Lincoln, man.
2003, it's Thomas Gardner.
Thomas Gardner? Yep.
2003 is Thomas Gardner. 2004, it's I just saw this the other day. But then 2005, it's Josh Tarver. 2006 is Seth Tarver. 2007 is Kyle Singler and Kevin Love. Like it was.
It was a really great time. We're gonna break here soon, but I want to ask you, like, what do you think has happened to the state of Oregon high school basketball? It used to be
AAU.
There,
AAU ruined basketball.
Tell me about it.
AAU ruined basketball, and the reason why I would say that AAU ruined SEI basketball camp for a long time. Because what happened?
Kids weren't coming because they had to travel.
No. This is what happened. Kanan had ICP. Troy had Legends. Legends was a Nike-based team. Kanan was an Adidas-based team. And when all the kids that were playing for ICP, they weren't letting them go to SEI.
And that's when the brands get involved and stuff like that.
Yeah. And so what's
because these coaches are actually the ones that are signed to places. So. Yes. They're signed to Jordan. They're signed to Nike. They're signed to Adidas. And so their players usually can't go to these other camps and stuff like that.
And I made sure with our team that even though we're not doing none of that, like wherever the hoop is, that's where we're trying to go. But what happened with AAU is they created all of these travel teams. And it goes back to what Mr. Hobson says with SEI. We don't have a kid problem. We got an adult problem. And so adults can't get along. Adults don't want their kids going here. They don't want their kids doing this. They don't want their kids doing that. And so that created a divide. And so because of that, the best kids aren't together. So what happens if my son isn't good enough to play on this team, I'm just going to start a team and so my son can play. And so kids have went away from what we grew up doing. Like, Saturday mornings, you got up, you went to the Sal. When you left the Sal, you went to Irvin Park, you went to Dishman. You left Dishman, you went down to Wallace Park, you went to Laurelhurst. Like, you chased basketball. And basketball used to be a poor man's game, just like soccer.
All you needed was a ball.
And you don't even need a rim.
No.
Like, you just need a ball.
If I can dribble, I can hoop.
And so, kids have turned into, they don't play outside. Organize their own
room. When was the last time you saw a group of kids just playing anything outside?
Nothing. I live in apartments.
Jordan, you live in a great neighborhood.
Great neighborhood.
When's the last time you saw a group of kids playing? I guarantee,
Jordan, you don't got to slow down driving down the street. Like, you can drive fast as you want to your house because it's not going to be a kids in the street.
No. Not in the street, no. There's like one organized practice there a week, but that's
the problem.
Yeah.
Everything is organized. Kids don't organically play basketball. Nope. And you get better at basketball by just playing.
Absolutely.
They believe everything has to be in a gym with a trainer and doing drills, and that's why everybody's game looks the same, and they can't adjust, and we go out on the circuit and get our faces kicked in for the most part because we don't know how to be tough and play against grown-ups and play crunch and play all, you know.
So 21 for those of you who don't know what that is. Or 35. I don't know who plays 21.
Crunch is 35.
Crunch is 35.
I've never played 21 in my
life. Yeah, I don't know what 21 is. Yeah. That's crazy.
Crunch.
That's crazy. So
I think that's what's happened to Oregon basketball, and we're trying our damnedest to change that.
Man, and you're doing great things. You are one of the coaches for Mike James Elite. And you have an amazing group of students that are moving into their freshman year. We're going to talk about Mike James Elite. We're also going to talk about how you can find out more about the Pro-Am, which is happening today starting at noon. We're going to do that next in the second hour right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.